Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we celebrate the great feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuit priests. I don't know how many of you, I tend to assume that all of you know, but if you've never read the life of St. Ignatius, I really encourage you to do so. Because it was Ignatius's battle with the world and the call to follow God or to be a genuine Catholic, there was a lot of tumult that went on in his life in that process. And out of it came some of the most marvelous teaching would come under the title Discernment of Spirits. In other words, what spirit? Is it the Holy Spirit or is it evil that's prompting you in this direction or that direction? We can justify so much when we want something. We can make it sound good. But what really is guiding my life? Is it the Holy Spirit or is it the temptations of the enemy? So I really encourage you. It's not easy reading. It's not something you can skim. There are some very, very good books out these days on discernment of spirits. And St. Ignatius, obviously, is the paramount one, but there are others, and I'll give you more information later on that. But I do encourage you in gratitude, even, for St. Ignatius, that you would choose to read some of his material so that you yourself can grow more close to God as he did. O God, who raised up St. Ignatius of Loyola in your church to further the greater glory of your name, grant that by his help we may imitate him in fighting the good fight on earth and merit to receive with him a crown in heaven. We want to be of those who further the glory of Christ, and we want to do it by imitating him and fighting the good fight on earth. So let's ask St. Ignatius to pray for us today that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may choose God's priorities more clearly over our own. The first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 14, verses 17 to 22. Let my eyes stream with tears, day and night, without rest, over the great destruction which overwhelms the virgin daughter of my people, over her incurable wound. Let my eyes stream with tears day and night without rest, over the great destruction which overwhelms the virgin daughter of my people, over her incurable wound. If I walk out into the field, look, those slain by the sword. If I enter the city, look, those consumed by hunger. Even the prophet and the priest forage in a land they know not. Have you cast Judah off completely? Is Zion loathsome to you? Why have you struck us a blow that cannot be healed? We wait for peace to no avail, for a time of healing, but terror comes instead. We recognize, O Lord, our wickedness, the guilt of our fathers, that we have sinned against you. For your name's sake, spurn us not. Disgrace not the throne of your glory. Remember your covenant with us and break it not. Among the nation's idols, is there any that gives rain? Or can the mere heavens send showers? Is it not you alone, O Lord, our God, to whom we look? You alone have done all these things. The prophet is lamenting how the people are self-destructing because they're choosing the way of the flesh rather than the way of God. The way of the flesh, you make that your priority to satisfy your flesh in whatever form. If that's your priority, you will self-destruct. Oh no, I'm so successful here, I'm prominent here. You will self-destruct. Brothers and sisters, if we follow the Lord, we will have a very good life, internally at least, but we will also live with God forever. This life is only the beginning, but how we live this life determines what eternal life will be for us. What choices do we need to make? Psalm 79, for the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. Help us, Lord. And he will. You see, that's the thing. When you ask for mercy, it's genuinely given. Then we should be grateful. Then we should strive to turn away from sin. And we fight the battle. Sometimes we lose. Sometimes we win. But overall, if you really persevere, you will grow stronger. And you'll find a year from now that whatever sin, I don't want to say your favorite sin, but whatever is your common sin, if you really take that one, take one at a time, but if you take that and say, Lord, help me to change, you'll be amazed a year from now. The strength that you have to tackle something else in your life that needs to change. Take it one thing at a time. If you say, I've got to change and be holy, yes, that's true, but we take it one step at a time. Take what you think is most offensive to God. Ask forgiveness, and then ask the priest in confession, ask someone who's a spiritual director, ask your pastor, okay, what steps do I take now? How do I fight this temptation? What am I going to do when this temptation comes? Ask God for wisdom. Honestly, brothers and sisters, the grace of God is so lavish that you will change. Yes, it takes time. It's not magic. But if you put your life in line with God's priorities, you're going to have a happy life here, even if it's difficult. And for all eternity, you will have nothing but love and peace and joy forever. Come on, brothers and sisters. This is true. This is not a fairy tale. The choice is yours. The choice is yours. And what will that choice be? For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. For the glory of your name, deliver us. And the gospel today is the gospel of Matthew chapter 13, verses 36 to 43. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field. Like, help us, Lord. We don't understand. You're giving us an analogy and we just don't get it yet. And he said in reply, he who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one. And the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age. The harvest, it's certainly when it's the end of the world, but for each of us, we come of age. There comes the time when we die, each of us, and we stand before God. We stand before God. Are you ready to stand before God? The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears, ought to hear. So what do we do when we read a passage? Well, I think the responsorial psalm is pretty key. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. Lord, I am in bondage. I'm tied up in my own sin, my own selfishness, my own jealousy, my own anger, whatever the case may be. I'm captured by it in a certain way. And after a while, if we allow a sin to capture us deeply, it begins to define us. It begins to define us. So take a look at your sins and say, is this the root of my sin? Is it that I'm really selfish? If I'm selfish, I need to see that. If anger rules me, I need to see that. I need to face that and take it to the Lord. Just take it in prayer. Lift it up before the Lord. Sometimes I just take my empty hands, hold them out to the Lord, but they're full of my sins. And I hold them up to the Lord and I say, Lord, come and deliver me. Come and help me. And then I try to take a look at what's the root, what is it in my life that causes me to do this? It's very helpful when you can assess it. Just be honest and assess it. And then the next time you go to confession and you confess that sin, just say to the priest, Father, I've been thinking about what it is that causes me to fall back into this sin, whatever that is, again and again and again. What is it? I think I know. And then tell him what you think it is. Tell him you want to change. Don't just lop off the weeds that are above the ground. Let's get down there and pull the root out. And that's what God wants to do for mercy. Some people say, I just can't even think about my sin because I feel so terrible. But it's actually when you think about your sin that God sets you free. That's what he's about. He wants your healing. He doesn't want it just pushed off in the corner and ignored. He wants you to be rid of it. So by bringing your sin to him, by reflecting yourself, what causes me? What is it in me that causes me to sin? Is it jealousy? Is it fear? Is it envy? Is it whatever? What is it that makes me do this over and over and over again? But brothers and sisters, the gospel passage tells us that at the end of the age, we will come before him. And those who have refused to pay attention, those who have given in to the way of the enemy, those who have accepted his temptation and live like that to the very end, they'll be thrown into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. But then the righteous doesn't mean perfect. It simply means acknowledging your sin, asking forgiveness, asking God for the light to see what the root cause of my sin is and how to pull it out by the roots. That's the righteous person. And the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear. If you're hearing this, in other words, please really listen. God wants to help you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, because God wants to set you free. May God abundantly give you wisdom today, give you courage, and may he abundantly bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.